It's not supposed to be stacked.
You ever heard people like that called tight water?
The tight water.
Yeah.
It's all right, see. It's fine then, see. And I think you should see. But still don't know this furnace, you see, to see. Because you ain't going through life at one time. But sometimes you have to say, try to leave. I do. Because I can't make it no other way.
What do you say about an older person, maybe somebody in her 90s,
mm-hmm.
but still able to do for herself, cook and get around pretty well?
Mm-hmm.
You might say, well, I don't care how old she is, she's still married.
She's not active.
Ever heard people say spry?
Mm-hmm, I heard her say spry.
Here?
Up here. Mm-hmm, yeah. Be active. But I ain't active. I ain't one of them kind.
Oh, you got an active mind.
Well, my mind. I'm proud of my mind so far. I hope I can hold it. My mother held hers till she died, and she was 96. And my father didn't, but...
How old was he?
He was 93. But he, about a year before he died, he'd taken heart in his arteries.
Oh.
Finally went off on the beam. A lot of trouble.
Did most of the people in your family live for a long time?
Well, my grandmother lived to be 89, and all the rest of them died pretty young. I don't, mama outlived them all. And she was the weakest one that wasn't crying.
Is that right?
She never did eat much.
Strange the way that turned out.
And she was just a light eater all her life. I can just remember her just sitting down eating about like a cat all my life. And yet she outlived them. All her brothers and sisters and everything.
What would you say about somebody who leaves a lot of money just lying around in plain sight where you can see him, just leaves all of his doors unlocked? You say he sure is mighty.
Well, he's careless. And there's a lot of temptation there. You shouldn't leave that out. I don't believe in that. Well, I ain't got none to throw around.
Me either.
Mine's throwing the other way.
Yeah.
Oh, mine's throwing the other way.
Yeah.
I can't keep enough here to, or even pay my bills, let alone the thing.
What about, like, if I had an aunt named Lizzie, I might say, well, there's really nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie. It's just that every now and then she acts a little bit
strange.
You ever heard people use the word, well, she acts a little queer every now and then?
Uh-huh. I've heard that too.
How would you say that, would you?
Just acts a little bit queer and strange.
Has that word always
been used ever since I can remember?
Used like that?
Uh-huh.
Kind of strange?
I'm strange.
As far as you know, has it changed meanings now?
No, I don't think so.
Still means the same thing?
Still means the same thing.
What about a person that, you know, he just makes up his mind about something and he won't change it?
And not no way you can take it, because he done got it made up.
You say he's mighty?
He's stubborn.
Yeah. You stand people like that?
I can't eat them. I don't like them kind of folks.
You ever heard them called bullheaded or
mule-headed?
Mule-headed.
Yeah. They call me. Down at Greenwood, they said my head's mighty hard.
What is that?
They want me to move.